Eyeballs are mythical creatures.
I can't believe you wore a button-up.
Hello?
It's like I shouldn't even be talking to you.
Why?
Because everything that you had to say that was funny today, you already said it.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
I said it in the car, didn't yeah. I?
You totally did.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'll give you a Saturday high five.
What's today's date?
March 3rd, the 16th.
Okay. March 3rd, the 16th.
Mm-hmm. 3-3.
2007.
It's the Devil's Mini Day. Remember how 6606 was the Devil's Day?
Right.
3-3, Mini Devil Day.
Mini Devil Day. But it's just 3-3. It's not 3-3.
Are you listening to the word I'm saying? It's Mini Devil Day. They do everything shorter, even their dates.
Okay.
Sure. So you better watch out. Like, midgets? It's a bad day for midgets.
So the proper term is little person?
That sounds stupid. I'm sorry, if I was a midget, just call me a midget. Don't call me a little person. That's like saying, oh, you're almost human.
Ooh, you're almost normal.
You're just a little
almost
person.
Average size.
You're like the pony to the horse.
Oh, ponies are cute, though.
Oh, they are.
Midgets are kind of so cute, too. Except for their weird heads.
They do have weird heads. Ponies are the midgets of the animal world. Because everybody thinks they're baby horses, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're their own animal.
Is there such thing as a midget horse?
Yeah, there is. I've seen one. It's about the size of a dog.
Really?
I'm pretty sure I've seen one.
What about... Okay, so when a midget horse is a pony? Is that possible?
No, it can't be, because a pony's a different animal.
A pony is a midget of the horse world, right? Or is there a midget horse?
Oh, yeah, good point. That doesn't make any sense.
So a pony is a different animal than a horse.
Yeah, I think a pony can actually fly if it wanted to.
Okay.
It's got a built-in, doesn't have wings like a normal flying animal.
Gotcha.
Jetpack.
Okay.
Only certain ponies are able to, use it, though. Alright, let's hear it for Naomi. She's here today.
Yay! Yay!
What are you doing here?
I got in your car.
Uh-huh.
And then your car ended up at your house.
Oh.
So that's why.
That is so weird because...
I gotta move the mic closer to you.
Yeah.
Because, and plus we don't want to get this.
Let's all get closer together here.
Toy pony. Toy pony is what they're called.
See, it's great to have
Didn't want to interject.
Anytime you want to, that's why you're here. You're the interjector.
Interjector.
Just the other day I was saying, we need an interjector on the show. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
I was so tired of Ben's mom being the interjector. Well, I see her all night now. I want to work with her too.
Oh! You are a stupid nectarine.
You can't say that.
Why? What's wrong with
that? Didn't you hear the new law?
I didn't hear any law.
Now people are going to tell me my favorite expression, by law.
You can't say it anymore?
You can't say the N-word.
Why? What happens when you say it?
You make God cry.
God cries
God cries.
I don't care. I'm going to make him cry.
What? Nectarines.
I'm going to make him cry.
And he kills kitties.
You want to kill kitties? You want to be responsible for that?
Sure, why not? Sure, why not?
Kill kitties.
Okay.
Seriously, you're not allowed to say the N-word.
Alright, nectarine.
I'm gonna telephone the police officers. They're gonna come put you away.
Storm your house.
Fine, why don't you go do that?
Bombs.
Why don't you go do that?
I think I will. Let me get my phone here. I'm gonna call them a little later, because my phone's not on me.
Okay. Alright, fine. What else do we have to talk about
today? What we want?
Anna Nicole Smith was buried.
Finally.
In her pink taffeta coffin.
That's sexy.
Yeah, it is. And they gave her a red carpet.
That's dead sexy.
Oh! Good one! That's a good one. Why is she dead?
Drugs. I think it's drugs.
You think it's drugs? What do you think, Naomi?
I think she killed herself.
She killed herself.
And the son.
What?
And her son.
She killed herself.
And I think the son is the baby's daddy.
Oh, what? No, the baby.
It's my theory. Baby's daddy is the son.
That's a pretty good theory. That's a pretty good theory.
But now they're saying that Howard Stern guy killed her.
Stern. First radio personality, then he's just mass murderer.
Right? Yeah, I can't stand that. I mean, pick one thing to do.
Yeah.
Mass murder or radio. God.
Can't do both.
You can't. It's ridiculous. I'm so tired. I mean, who does he think he is? Alan Alda?
Good one.
Thanks. Are you going to be buried in the special kind of casket?
I'm not going to be buried.
Fire?
No,
fire me.
Are you sent into outer space?
No. I'm just going to donate my body to science.
Yeah, you're gonna be in the bodies exhibit? Or is that art?
That's art.
So you can donate your body to science?
Yeah.
You could donate your body to art?
How about half your body to art, the other half to science?
Alright.
So this way, like, they'd be like, oh, we almost found out the cure for cancer, but we needed Ben's legs. And it'd be ironic.
No, 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 just cut me, like, this way. A long way.
Ah.
Would you give, like, half your wiener?
Yeah, why not? I'm dead, man.
But would you want only half your wiener to be displayed?
Sure, why not? They know there's another half to it. Do they? I'm not born with,
that's
like,
how we died. We only had half a penis.
Half a body. I'd do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I don't
know. What, are you going to be buried?
No, I want to be cremated.
Yeah.
I want to be cremated, and then I want to be, I want people...
Shot in space?
No, that's where fucking pterodactyls supposedly live.
We got proof that they exist.
Let me hear about this proof.
Well, no, continue. Where you want to...
Well, I was hoping that, you know, whoever was my surviving kin could play a little trick on everybody and put my ashes in, like, chocolate sprinkles.
Ooh.
So that people could be eating my ashes instead of chocolate sprinkles. They'd be so cheese.
That would be cool.
They're like, ew, this tastes like dead people's ashes.
Naomi, how do you want to...
I'm not going to die.
You're not going to? Oh,
no,
good.
I'm going to live forever.
Oh, wow.
I refuse to.
You don't have to worry about that, then.
Yeah, that's... You know...
I'll just watch you guys get cut in half and eaten.
So could you make sure my ashes go into chocolate sprinkles?
Absolutely.
Cool.
You have my word.
All right. So
I want to watch Ben get cut in half, so make sure I live a little bit longer than Ben. Sorry.
Donnelly.
A big fan of the show. And
he made us this cool little drawing of the pterodactyl with space helmet on.
Let me tell you something about Donnelly. I think he's going to
We'll post it up in the show notes.
We're definitely going to do that. I think he's going to be fan of the year.
Yeah?
So much participation from Donnelly.
He does participate a lot.
That means he's a hardcore listener.
He does.
And he loaned me an acoustic guitar.
A what?
And I thank him.
A what kind of guitar?
Acoustic.
Oh. Does that mean, like, it plugs in somewhere?
Yeah. I plug it into the wall, and I go up to an amp, and then I play acoustic style.
Cool.
Literally. Literally.
You can't plug in an acoustic guitar.
Though. Whatever. I'm not going to. Plug it into my ass.
We got... Some phone calls.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple phone calls.
Speaking of the whole pterodactyl war versus the giraffes, this inferior creatures, boy. What they are.
Whatever, science
we got,
boy.
We got some phone calls.
All right,
some are for you, some are on your side, some are on my side.
It's almost 50-50.
Yeah.
In favor of giraffes.
No. No, it's not. Here, just listen to this one.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Academy Award-winning director James Cameron. Yeah, you know, Terminator 2, Terminator 1, Aliens, The Abyss, Titanic. I have the answer to this whole debate over giraffes and pterodactyls, but to help me out, I have a special guest. I think you know him as Jesus, but in a different form.
I'm Jesus Bones.
How you doing, Jesus Bones?
I love being bone. I'm in bone form.
I found you. I dug you up.
Pterodactyls are the best.
What?
Shut up. Shut up, James Cameron. This is Jesus Bones. Pterodactyls are the best. I love them. And I even told Noah, fuck the giraffes. Leave them on the earth. He didn't listen to me. He put them on the raft or the ark. Fuck him. Fuck him in the ass. I hate him. Jesus Bones. See you later, James Cameron.
All right. That was Jesus Bones. And I'm James Cameron. Dope cheese.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Joe. This is Angelina Jolie. I'm just calling to show you my support for giraffes on a trip in Namibia looking for my fifth baby. I ran into a giraffe, and I was taken aback by its spots and how wild and free he made me feel. And you know what they say about things with long necks. So, I'm here for giraffes. Dope cheese.
Yep.
Wow.
Got a lot of people listening to this show. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. They must have called 718-304-7856. Still six, guys.
It hasn't changed. It changed before. Before it was three. Now right. It's six.
Now it's six. Probably forever.
If we don't forget to change.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should call up the dude who has our old phone number.
We should call
him. Do you want to do that?
And ask him if he likes giraffes? Or just talk to him.
Mm.
Wait, can we first comment on the two phone calls
we had? I'm sorry.
I mean, did you not realize that one of the most sought-after celebrities in the world called us? Someone that people have been trying to reach for years?
Jesus.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh. Yeah.
She's live from Africa, probably.
Probably.
Sound like she wanted to get a little frisky with that giraffe, because it's a beautiful animal.
I don't think it's called getting frisky. I think it's called getting funky.
Wow, every...
It's calling getting
every
funky.
Homosexual feeling I've ever had for you, gone.
Funky.
Gone. Good thing.
Alright, whatever. Do you want to call this dude?
I don't know.
You think we'd piss him off?
Probably. Yeah, let's do it. This is going to be good radio.
Do it, do it.
Alright. Naomi and I will have to talk while you're setting this up.
You're totally talking.
You're talking.
171.
What are we going to tell him?
Tell him you love him.
We tell him that we previously had his phone number.
Oh, that's a good way to start a conversation. What would you do if someone called you, I used to have your phone number?
Fine, then what am I supposed to say?
But now I have a stroke, so I talk like this.
I'm Dick Clark.
Yeah, it's Dick Clark. Should we ask for Dick Clark?
Yeah, should I just ask for like a funny name?
Bend over.
Oh, that's kind of silly.
Should I not call him, Joe?
You already told the good people listening to our podcast.
I'm just going
to
tell him that we had that phone number.
All right.
1-8-3-0-4-7-8-5.
Tell him the number gives you gonorrhea.
Now, don't call this number.
Yeah.
Don't call our old number. We won't even say it.
Oh, well. Shit. Speaker on. All
right.
Yeah, so you want to take a survey? It's a message.
Does it look your ass or pterodactyl?
Yeah.
No, it's totally ringing.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, who is this?
This is Norman.
Hi, I actually had this phone number before you. This is a radio show. I was just wondering if you were getting any calls.
No, this will be the first call from someone that I received that I didn't know, didn't expect to hear from.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you got any calls.
No.
Okay.
No.
Could I ask you a simple question, really quick,
before
you go? Do you like pterodactyls or giraffes? Which are better? Do you know, like, pterodactyls? You know, the dinosaurs, and then giraffes, like the long-necked creatures.
Which I prefer?
Yeah.
Well, I would have to say giraffes.
Oh, all right. Okay, thank you. That was just like a quick thing, because we do this radio show, and that was one of the questions we asked. I just wanted to know, you said your name was Norman?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Norman.
Thank you, Norman.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fuck you, Norman.
Fucking Norman loves giraffes. He would have to say that. He likes giraffes so much.
He probably didn't know what a pterodactyl was.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah, like, he's retarded. You know, like a pterodactyl.
The dinosaurs.
Likes the dinosaurs. Previous inhabitants of the earth.
He wasn't saying anything. He was taking a long time to answer.
Because he's probably like, should I hang up on this freak?
Alright.
When did you turn into the biggest wise-ass in the world?
Me? I'm not a wise-ass. Okay, we got some MySpace messages.
Alright, let's read those. What is a mic?
Oh my God.
Naomi's a little excited. Should she set this up?
I know what's coming.
Because you told me something interesting in the car. Let's bring you back to the car. Okay. Start the story over again.
Alright. I was walking down Sixth Avenue.
In Manhattan?
Yes. I was going to one of my classes. And there's this dude walking by. White hair. Tall man. In a suit. He's like, he looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I know my girlfriend, Naomi, loves Anderson Cooper.
Love him.
Yeah.
Love
him. Has a big crush on him.
Big crush?
Huge, no, like huge.
Huge crush
Extreme.
On him.
Extreme.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that dude's Anderson Cooper. Most celebrities, you walk down the street, you're like, is that him? Is that him? I don't know.
Like the time you thought you saw Michael Rapaport.
I totally saw Michael Rapaport.
Whatever, you never saw him.
Anyway, so I was like, that's him. No one else looks like him.
No one.
He passed by me. I was like, oh, I gotta do this. Took off my headphones. I was listening to my iPod.
And this is where I stopped you from telling the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn around. I go, Mr. Cooper? He turns around.
Wait a minute. Was it the black man?
No. It was Anderson Cooper.
Oh, Anderson Cooper. Anderson. Not hanging with Mr. Anderson Cooper.
No.
That'd be a good Jeopardy before and after.
There you go. Very good.
Nerd. All right, anyway.
Love Jeopardy.
So he goes, yes, and he turns around, and I go...
With his dashing blue eyes.
Yes. And I was like, Mr. Cooper, my girlfriend's a very big fan of yours. Do you mind signing this? Sure. I pull out, you know, that graph paper book that I keep in my pocket, signs it, and yeah, he signed something else, too.
What?
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you exactly. He'll be on the show notes. Maybe the album art, too. Or no, we gotta use Donnelly's.
Donnelly's thing for the album art.
So he signed this thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, my girlfriend's totally not gonna believe that you wrote in this. Can I take your picture? Yes.
What?
I took his picture.
Totally took Anderson Cooper's picture.
Of Anderson who?
Cooper. Anderson Cooper, my husband and love of my life.
I got it.
Oh my god.
And I have his little babies.
So,
Anderson babies.
Then he also told me, Ben, I was like, whoa, how did you know my name? He was like, I'm half psychic.
Oh my god.
I only know people's names.
Anderson Cooper's half psychic.
And he was like, it's like, I kind of sense that you do some sort of radio show. And I was like, yeah, is that part of your half psychicness? And it's, yeah, I could tell if people do podcasts. And I was like, well, I listened to that podcast, I Heart Snacks. I was like, you're a fan? He goes, yeah. I totally dig pterodactyls. Here, give me this book. I love pterodactyls. Love Anderson Cooper. I have a picture to prove it.
I don't know if I believe this.
I'll show it to you later.
I don't even know if I believe that Anderson Cooper exists.
He exists.
I think he's CGI. No. CNN? Yeah. Everybody knows CNN is just full of CGI.
No.
Computer.
That's blasphemy.
Computer generated.
That's total blasphemy.
No.
Anderson Cooper exists. He is the love of my life, and I'm going to have his Anderson babies.
Only if you're in the Matrix. You're going to have his Matrix babies.
His Matrix babies.
Your kids are going to be smart.
So, anyway, we got some MySpace comments.
All right, let's read those.
Well, we only got one. Well, we got two. One from Naomi, but that goes along with the picture.
Okay.
So, the other one is, I believe his name on MySpace is Tracing Limelight. He does the Kittens and Demons podcast.
He's an awesome dude.
Have you listened to it yet?
I have.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
It is awesome. He said, I passed some giggling girls in a toy store and was immediately reminded of you two fighting over how cool giraffes are.
He's right. He's right.
Good by the way, they are. But he's wrong. He must have been drunk or something. They're the reason all dinosaurs are extinct. It's science. He doesn't know about the pterodactyls.
He does. You know why? You know why he knows? Alan Grant called us.
What?
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Sam Neill. You know, Alan Grant. Now you may be thinking, what do I know about dinosaurs? Motherfucking lot. That's how much. I was on the set of Jurassic Park 1 and 3, and everybody knows that 1 and 3 had the most scientific facts about dinosaurs. Alright? If you see a T-Rex, you don't move. Because it probably won't eat you if you don't move. Anyway. Giraffes, when they came onto the Earth, about, let's say, 100 years ago, they destroyed all the pterodactyls about 99 years ago. How they did it was, they drop-kicked all the pterodactyls out of the air and bit their heads off. Alright? There it is. Alan Grant. Dope cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is William H. Macy. H stands for hotness. I called because, I have a special phone that I could listen into your phone calls, and I totally heard Sam Neill call up. What a fucking asshole. He's totally lying. I know way more about dinosaurs than he does. Giraffes are assholes. I hate them. Pterodactyls, A1 on my list. Peace. Nectarines. Yeah, I'm in New York City. I'm totally using it. Bye. Dope cheese.
Banjo, Jeff Goldblum. I have a special telephone that hears William H. Macy's telephone, so I just heard him. And you know what? He's full of shit, because he wasn't in Jurassic Park 2, the best Jurassic Park of all of them. And I know everything there is to know about not only giraffes and dinosaurs, but how to kick William H. Macy's ass. So not only am I challenging him to a death match, but I'm also telling you, Ben and Joe, that giraffes are the coolest animal in the world. Dope cheese, Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh.
Those are fighting words. Really?
Really?
No, really.
I think I could put this giraffe pterodactyl thing aside for a minute and just worry about those two fighting.
I know. I didn't think they were, like, arch enemies. They sound like they had, like, an ongoing feud before this.
Well, you know what's supposed to happen. Jeff Goldblum.
Uh-huh.
Supposed to be in all three Jurassic Parks.
Oh.
William H. Macy came in with his, like, ninja skills.
Oh.
Stole his contract from the middle of the night.
I heard William H. Macy, the H, hotness.
Yeah.
Stands for hotness.
I think he's pretty hot.
Hotness of ninja skills.
That's what it stands for. What do you think, Naomi?
Yeah. Sure.
Hot or not?
No.
Not hot?
What? No. Really?
William H. Macy.
No.
See, now that's a person I'd have sex with.
William H. Macy?
I'd have his William H. Macy babies.
No. Hotness babies.
I'd have his babies. His hotness babies. Come on, they'd be awesome. They'd be really good actors. A little quirky.
Yeah. And really good in Fargo.
Baby, yeah.
They make a sequel.
They're making Fargo 2 called Babies.
Baby Fargo. Fargo Babies.
Yeah. Junior. Fargo Babies Junior.
Look who's Fargoing now.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. Fargo Geniuses.
Yeah.
With babies.
It's a long title.
Yeah, it is. The poster is really ridiculous.
Speaking of ridiculous, there's this amazing YouTube video I suggest everyone check out. We're going to put it on the Blogspot. It's about mini malls.
No.
It's about strip. No. It's about
a store.
It's about a store.
It's a flea market.
A flea market that's as cool as a mini mall.
Alright, this is what makes me so sad about this commercial.
Okay.
It's
a song commercial, too.
Right. I'm going to let most of it speak for itself.
Right.
We're going to post it. But here's what makes me sad. If you have an establishment,
mm-hmm.
and the best you can compare it to is it being like a mini mall.
Like a mini mall.
It's not like a regular mall. It's like a shitty mall. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Where weird people try to sell you crap. That's all I have to say about that.
Living rooms, dinettes. You can find it.
It's just like a mini mall.
Alright.
Let's take care of some business here.
Business?
Gmail us. Just like motherfucking Donnelly does.
Yeah. Call Norman if you
want
to.
No, don't call Norman. I don't want Norman to get that. He seemed pretty cool. He answered the question. And he answered it correctly.
No, he answered it wrong.
Norman must
call
be
Call us and then not Norman.
Right. And 6 at the end. 718.
304.
78.
5 6.
6.
We've off the last 3.
Double the last 3 for savings.
Yeah.
1-800.
What else? Obvious. MySpace us. Be our buddies.
Be my friend.
They have no friends.
Naomi said that Ben gets boyfriend of the year, and here's why. Because of that Anderson Cooper.
Because of Anderson Cooper. The fact that he could put aside the fact that I'm in love with Anderson Cooper and still, like, go and face this guy.
It's true.
That's pretty good. I would have punched him in the face. Say Anderson Cooper?
Mr. Cooper?
Mr. Cooper?
Pow.
Oh, wait, we're still not talking about that black guy from the show.
No.
What was his name?
Mark.
Martin Lawrence. No.
Mark.
Mark?
Brian Bell, I think it was.
No,
it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I'm gonna go punch Michael Jackson.
We have a new closing song to play.
You're right.
From the dude who does Kittens and Demons podcast. We'll put a link up again.
Check that out.
It's a great podcast. I wish I knew his real name. It's Tracy Limelight.
It's probably like Giraffe. Something.
Well, maybe we'll link his MySpace page. I don't know.
We'll do both.
I should ask him before I do that.
All right.
Dope cheese. Nectarine.
You can't say that anymore.
Yeah, I can.
All right.
Hey, we forgot to do the Rachel Robot segment.
All right, let's put that in now. Yeah. And we'll play our ending song, and we'll say goodbye.
Oh, we'll say goodbye right now.
That's what I meant.
We'll say goodbye right now.
Reverse order. Naomi has to say goodbye.
Bye, Naomi.
Bye, Naomi.
Bye, dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Rachel Robot.
Hi, Ben and Joe. This is Rachel Robot, and I just wanted to call and say hi and tell you all about how excellent this nice band Ghostland Observatory was. I went to go see them with my friend Brett, and then also who showed up was this very nice-looking guy from Wild Oats, and his name is Chase, and he's very nice-looking, and I was like, oh my gosh, he looks so nice, and I very much enjoyed the concert because I got to whisper silly things to him, and I was like, oh, I'm close to Chase, but then you pretend old man, it wasn't very nice, basically, and currently I'm listening to this band called The Books, and they're very amazing, and I hope you're having a very nice day, because I'm going to have a nice day. I'm going to go see Deerhoof, and I'm going to rock out. So, yeah, okay, bye.